President John Evans Atta Mills has addressed a well-attended Durbar of the Chiefs and People of Dagbong in Yendi as part of his tour of the northern region. He said though the murderers of the overlord of Dagbong, Yana Yakubu Andani, seem to have gone scot-free, they'd eventually be arrested and prosecuted. He added that peace is vital to development and that his government will leave a legacy of justice and better living conditions.
I consider myself as a friend of the people of Dagbong. The region, in his welcome address, has really overwhelmed me by the show of maturity and love for peace and unity in the area of Dagbong. The only reason why we are in power, or any government should be in power, is to improve the lot of the people who voted for that government, is to raise their standard of living, to develop. And in order to develop, you need one important ingredient, that is peace. Indeed, when we were coming in, I saw a number of young people fighting beside the vehicle. The question I ask myself, what legacy can we give them? Are we going to give them a legacy of culture of impunity? Are we going to give them a legacy of injustice? Are we going to give them a legacy of looking on when heinous crimes have been committed? What happened here in 2002 cannot be said to be a taboo matter. It concerns all of us, and we Ghanaians must ask ourselves, why has it taken us so long to be able to correct this wrong? It should be a collective effort, because if you don't do this, people will begin to believe that this is the way to go. This cannot be the way to go. We as a nation must rise up and fight for justice, fight for peace, fight for unity. I have a strong belief that at the end of the day, justice will prevail. You all remember that this place was abandoned for years, as if the people involved did not matter, as if it was something that should not be touched, as if it was a story to read and put the book aside. We came and we decided that this is a matter which concerns the life and spirit of Ghanaians, and we should therefore investigate it. And I want to say that those responsible may run, but they can't hide. Eventually, we will catch up with them. But I plead to all of you for peace. I plead to all of you for unity. And I plead to all of you to help us achieve our objectives. Yendi holds out great promise for our dear nation. Indeed, the Kingdom of Dagbong has provided Ghana with very hard-working ministers and officials of state. We want more. But can we have more when there is no peace? Can we have more when those who are supposed to grow up and become future leaders believe that you can commit crimes and get away with them? This is not the way to go. Please give us your support. Pray for us. Lend us whatever help that you can. And I know that so long as our God leads us in this country, there's nothing that we cannot overcome. We will succeed. And I want to tell all of you who are dispirited, who are discouraged, please cheer up, because the end is near and God will show his mighty hand.
President Mills called on the people to have faith in the government to meet their aspirations.
Please give us your support. Pray for us. Lend us whatever help that you can. And I know that so long as our God leads us in this country, there's nothing that we cannot overcome. We will succeed. And I want to tell all of you who are dispirited, who are discouraged, please cheer up, because the end is near and God will show his mighty hand.
Receiving the president, the regent of Dagbong, Kapa Yana Andani Yakubu, said since he assumed that position, his priority has been peaceful coexistence. He said if the customs of Dagbong and the laws of Ghana had been respected, the Yana would not have been killed. Kapa Yana Andani said he has taken note of the fact that justice is grinding slowly. He hoped with President Knowles in charge of affairs, justice would soon catch up with the murderers of the Yana of Dagbong. We now go over to our presidential correspondent for an update of the president's duty tour. Seth, can you give us a picture of how the president was received in Yendi?
Another rousing welcome for the president to Yendi. In fact, from the outskirts of the town all the way to the palace of the Biwa Palace, where the Edeba was held in honor of the president. The people, you know, were really excited to see the president. And and his address was also well received, as the president gave them the assurance that do everything possible to get to the killers of Yana. That is a major issue of concern for the people.
Yes.
So they were very happy when the president gave them the assurance.
Yendi is seen as a flashpoint in the north. How tight was security?
Yes, since the murder of the overlord of Dagbon, Yana Yakubu Andani, in 2002, there have been security posts in the town. We have both the police and the military, you know, manning those posts. And so security here is always on a high alert since 2002. And so with the arrival of the president, as usual, we expect more security people to be brought here in order to beef up the security situation here. But then the interesting thing was that president successfully carried out whatever he came to do in Yendi. That is an inauguration of a 6-unit classroom block at the cost of 254,000 Ghana cedis, and also inspected ongoing projects at the Dagbon State Senior High School. The president of addressing the people or the Deba had a closed door meeting with the Kumbayana, that's the resident of Dagbon, and also met with the widows of Yana. The situation here is that since the murder of the Yana, the wife, Namri 26, had to be evacuated from the palace, and they are now scattered. And so today, the president met a section of them, I think more than 10, and they pleaded with the president to ensure that justice is done, because the Yana, as we all know, is a prominent chief of this area, and it cannot be killed, so that the perpetrators will go scot-free. And in fact, they were willing. They were in sorrowful mood when they met the president. And as usual, the president assured them that the government will do whatever is possible, you know, to get the perpetrators to justice. We also had the opportunity of meeting the widows, and they also expressed the same concern that their desire for justice is very high, and that the government should continue to look into the matter by inviting certain people. You know, they mentioned certain names which I would like to put on air for one or two reasons, and that the president should call them and then interview them. They include the military, the police, DCs, MCs, and what have you. They mentioned the names of a number of people. And so as I'm speaking to you, we are on our way to Dagbon. But you know, it's not a successful trip to Yendi. I like what we heard a few weeks ago, where some people were threatening mayhem. In fact, everything has been cool and successful here. The president was well received.
You did mention President Mills renewed his government's resolve to seek justice over the murder of Yana. How did the chiefs and the people react to this statement?
No, Kampuyana, you know, said that with the posture of President Mills concerning the murder of the Yana, he is hopeful that the perpetrators will be found. If you could remember, about two people were tried initially, and then they were acquitted by the High Court. Since then, nothing was done about the issue until 2009, when President Mills assumed office. And then, according to President Mills, you know, further investigations were done. And as we all are aware, 15 people were actually arrested, and one of them escaped. As we speak, that particular accused person is still at large.
Mm.
And so a few weeks ago, those 14 people were also discharged, you know, by the court. But then the government has filed an appeal against the ruling of the High Court. And so we are all waiting. At the moment, we are heading towards Zamzibu to inspect a number of projects there.
Thank you, Sefi Ya, presidential correspondent Sefi Ya, talking to us from Yendi.